NER4 AAE mobile.
Steven, KO4HKX.
HKX, KR4 AAE. How are you doing this morning, Patrick?
Good. How about yourself?
Too bad. I wish I could have a couple more hours in the bed, but 6:30 rolls around pretty quick for me nowadays.
That. I'm with you there. Except for mine is 4 o'clock. Rolls around way too early.
Man, 4 a.m., that's early. And just to think, when I was younger, I could stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning, sleep a couple hours, and go back to work. Can't do that anymore.
Those days are long gone.
That they are. I haven't talked to you guys in a bit. Anything new going on in your neck of the woods?
Just same old daily grind right now. Nothing new to write home about.
Copy that. I haven't had much time to do much of ham radio stuff right now. But soon when it gets warmer, I'll be doing some more stuff.
Feel like nothing's new, and then all of a sudden it opens up and everything seems new.
Copy that. I finally have decided on the HF rig. I just need to wait until the appropriate time to buy it, and then I'll have my HF stuff.
What am I buying?
I'm going to end up going with the Yaesu 991A, the shack in the box, the tri-band. HF, VHF, UHF, so in case something happens to any of my 2-meter rigs, I've got a backup.
That's the radio I have at the house.
Look at this, in terms of portability, I mean, it's not really portable, but in a pinch, I could take that somewhere with me pretty easily, correct?
It wouldn't be that hard to pick it up and take it with you.
That's good to know. That one has the, that one's got the waterfall display, right? I'm trying to make sure I have everything I want before I say, let's go buy it.
That it does have the waterfall. It had a bigger limit, but it did.
Patrick, you have to repeat your last. I think I went through a bit of a bad spot, and I did not catch any of what you just said.
It would have been me. I was sitting at a red light here over here on 123. I was just saying it does have the waterfall on it, the touch screen. I wish it was a little bit bigger, but other than that, I like the radio.
So, that solidifies my decision. Thanks for the info there. 123 out in what, the Easley area?
That's where I'm at today.
But the last time I went to Easley, I drove through there and I said, what is all this stuff? It has changed so much in 10 years. It's unbelievable.
Since a lot of the areas around here have changed drastically in the last couple of years.
And they were talk about some sort of luxury hotel going up on the side of Paris Mountain, which there's a lot of opposition to that.
I heard a little bit about that last week. Quite a bit of opposition to that one.
Yeah, there's really no way to, not sure if there's a way to stop it or delay it or anything like that, but maybe we can come to some consensus to make that work for everybody. But development just seems to be going crazy nowadays.
If I remember correctly, the main opposition to it was the fact that the Traveler's Rest was putting money into it or something instead of, you know, using taxpayers' money for that.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I'll have to read back up on that, but that's the latest thing when I look around and see all this development and all these apartments going up. Sooner or later, we're going to be turning into a mini Atlanta. And I'm not sure if I like that or not, but there's no stopping it.
That the same thing's happening up where I live. There's so many people moving in. It is not the small town I grew up in.
Yeah, I guess I should throw the idea of having 25 to 50 acres by myself out in the middle of nowhere. Will probably be an hour and a half away from Greenville if it ever happens. Sounds like it might be a pipe dream for me now.
Where I live is an hour and a half away. So, I don't know, well, I own a little bit of land, but, yeah, if you're going to get out away from this, you're going to drive. That's just the way it's going to be.
Well, I'm about to hop on the good old gauntlet of 85 northbound, so I'll catch up with you later on today if I can, so I'll be clear on your final 73 to you for right now. KR4AAE.
You be careful out there on 85 KO4HKX. It's a good time, and I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop, too. So I'll be clear. 73.